Linda McMahon vows to hold Virginia Democrats accountable for pushing radical transgender policies. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 30, 2026. The Department of Education has launched an investigation into a Democrat-run school district for turning a blind eye to sexual assaults by an illegal migrant. In a post on X, Education Secretary Linda McMahon responded to a post from the Department of Education, in which it was revealed that the agency was opening another investigation in Fairfax County following reports from 12 high school girls who have credibly accused an illegal alien of sexual assault. McMahon vowed to hold Democrats in Virginia accountable for pushing radical transgender policies in schools in the state. The Trump administration will continue to hold adults accountable when they push radical transgender policies into our schools that undermine the safety and well-being of students, McMahon wrote. In the post from the Department of Education, it was noted that 5 Northern VA school divisions allowed students to access bathrooms and intimate facilities based on subjective gender identity. 5 Northern VA school divisions allowed students to access bathrooms and intimate facilities based on subjective gender identity. Female students say they witnessed male students inappropriately touch other students and watch female students change in a female locker room. Many female students in the divisions have reported that they avoid using the restroom at school because the policies make them feel unsafe and uncomfortable. In a press release from March 16, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, shared that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials requested that 19-year-old Israel Christopher Flores Ortiz, an illegal alien from El Salvador, not be released. Flores Ortiz was arrested and charged with 9 counts of assault and battery, and has been accused of repeatedly creeping up behind girls at a high school and allegedly grabbing them between the legs. A registered sex offender, Richard Cox, who claims he's a transgender woman, is also facing 2 trials, according to ABC 7 News. One of the trials Cox faces is based on accusations of Cox possessing child pornography. Cox was arrested because of reports that he was exposing and touching himself in women's locker rooms at Wakefield High School, Washington Liberty High School, Arlington Mill, and Barcroft Sports and Fitness Center, according to the outlet.